After almost 2 weeks of nearly constant criticism from minority Republicans who said he wasn't speaking out strongly enough, President Obama received some praise from the Republican leader in the House of Representatives. Representative John Boehner told reporters he believes the president did sharpen his criticism of the Iranian government for its violent response against demonstrators.
I think the president did step up his criticism of the Iranian regime. I congratulate him for that, and we need to keep the pressure on them.
In a 405-1 vote last week, the House approved a compromise resolution largely crafted by Republicans condemning ongoing violence by the Iranian government and pro-government militias against demonstrators and the suppression of independent electronic communications through interference with the internet and cell phones. Appearing Tuesday on the public broadcasting system's The News Hour with Jim Lehrer, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham called President Obama's remarks strong, but Graham described as unpersuasive the president's continuing assertion that the United States must avoid being seen to be meddling in Iran, so Iran's government will not use this as an excuse to intensify its crackdown on the opposition. On the same broadcast, Democratic Senator John Kerry said the president has been absolutely correct in his statements about Iran and asserted that tough rhetoric against the Iranian government would be counterproductive. In his remarks on Tuesday, President Obama paid tribute to Neda Agha Sultan, the young woman whose shooting death recorded on a camera phone just after it occurred was seen worldwide, calling it heartbreaking and fundamentally unjust. The killing continued to reverberate also in Congress. As the House Appropriations Committee voted Tuesday to send a State Department and foreign aid funding bill to the full House of Representatives, Democrat Nita Lowey voiced congressional solidarity with demonstrators in Iran.
While this bill is not related to the ongoing post-election events in Iran, we would be remiss to not express our solidarity with the protesters pursuing electoral freedom in Tehran, consistent with our democratic values.
Saying she fully supports President Obama's diplomatic efforts to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapons capability, Lowey supported an amendment to close a loophole in U.S. law regarding sanctions targeting Iran's energy sector. The amendment would prevent the U.S. Export-Import Bank from entering into any deals with foreign companies that significantly contribute to Iran's refined petroleum resources, part of efforts to pressure Iran to stop its uranium enrichment program. Speaking for the amendment, Republican Mark Kirk also referred to the killing of Neda Agha Sultan and post-election events.
I think it's very important that the U.S. taxpayer not subsidize a project which will help Ahmadinejad out of his gasoline shortage problem. We saw this weekend the video of the death of Neda, a young girl on the streets of Tehran, as well as about a dozen others. Reports even by the Governing Council of Iran that the votes in 50 Iranian cities were more than the number of people that lived in those cities.
In other Iran-related statements on Tuesday, Republican Representative Ileana Ross-Lehtinen said the Obama administration should order U.S. embassies around the world to rescind invitations for Iranian officials to attend July 4th U.S. Independence Day celebrations. Iranian attendance at the events, Ross-Lehtinen said, could be equated to fraternizing with the oppressors of people in Iran who, she said, yearn to live free. Dan Robinson, VOA News, at the Capitol.